from the point Yosef, his father Moshe, and he should be Lilin Shmosai. He used to gain a lot from him, a lot of friends, but even just seeing him go to shul in the morning, wobbling along, and when he came late, whether it was Kollel or whatever it was, he wouldn't come late to davening. He used to then go down to Machzik Hadas, I'd be not to come late for davening. Alamor, whenever he spoke to him, was always angered on the land. I said, I don't remember the Shabbos HaGadol or Shabbos Shuvah. I said, I made the Gemaisa from him. It's good to repeat it. If it's one person ever had the Maisa, it's good to repeat it. He used to go always on holidays. He used to go to Switzerland. And the last few years of his life, he never went to Switzerland. And they asked him, my high, why is he not going? He didn't give excuses why anti-Semitism is more there. Various excuses why he's not going. But it came up from a conversation with somebody else. Shlomo Roberts is telling him, as a Verstehnis Bechlal, how people can travel in the airports in holiday time. It's full of preachers, and there's no people go abroad, but people should stay local rather than put themselves in a matzav of a nisoyon. When a yid is well in his 70s, and an alter yid, and with a rice aboard, and refrained, and his holidays meant a lot to him, and he didn't go abroad for the holidays, push it in order to remain local, in order not to put himself in a matzav of nisoyon. I think it's a moedik elimut musa for all of us. And
if you're going to see your mishpach, you're
not. If you ask a tzaddik like a Moshe, only he can pask in the shailas. So it should be, he's a chrei baruch. Mentioned last week and the week before something about taking a course, medicine on Shabbos, as part of a course. I missed out a point, which is an important point, which is taken to Sant. When the Poskim bring it down, they don't say what the Sefer Chaim's reason was. Sefer Chaim B'Shem Kluger is the one who was a Madaik about taking medicine as part of a course. He says, in the case of Shulchan Aruch, where the bandage was on before Shabbos and it fell off, and it fell only onto a keli, then you're allowed to put it back on. Mishabura says, the reason why it's mutter to put it back is because there's no gzeir of shirkis hamamonim, because it was already there before Shabbos. It's like Reb Shlomo Kluger, so you see that something is part of a course is mutter. So we mentioned the Moshe and the Masham. The Moshe says it doesn't know of such a heta bechlal, never heard of such a heta bechlal part of a course. However, we said two svaras, a svar of Reb Shlomo Zalman and a svar of the Chazalish. Reb Shlomo Zalman's svara was because if you started your course before Shabbos and you're not going to continue taking it, then you're going to cause damage to what you took already, and therefore Mamela, it's a nezek, and Chazal never asked it to take medicine on Shabbos if it's going to cause damage. That was one svar of Hashem Zalman. Second svar of Hashem Zalman says that if it's a course of 8 days, so it goes over Shabbos, in any case, Chazal didn't ask it. If it was limited, not for Shabbos, Chazal put in place the issa of taking medication. But if Eichshe Yeh has to go over Shabbos, then Chazal never asked it. Two svars of Hashem Zalman. I mentioned the third svar of the Chazanish said that if you're taking medication for a few days, therefore it's more, there's a machla here, and Chazal didn't ask a medication for machla. They asked for michush, for a person's got a pain, Chazal asked to take medication, gizem shum shrikis amamonim. But if it's a machla, Chazal didn't put in place the machla. We said, nafkiminusit in the tamim, we started already before Shabbos, or other zachen. Now, we spoke out last week, a very important point, and punk this week, somebody was talking to me about taking medication as part of a course. It was mamish this halacha that we discussed. This person suffers from, I don't remember if it was hay fever or asthma, one of the two. He wasn't a choler sheyesh b'sakana bechlal. It was convenient, if not inconvenient, he felt better having taken it, but it didn't come under the category of choler sheyem b'sakana, no reason for him to take on Shabbos. He said, he asked somebody, and the person told him that you take it every day, you can take it on Shabbos. Well, we spoke last week that lechoyra, all the reasons don't apply. The heta of a course is only if it's a course where the course is mechayev you to take it every day. But if you take it b'mikra every day, there's no reason because you took it yesterday, you should take it today. You take it every day as an individual tablet. If I take it today, it relieves the pain for today. I take it tomorrow, and I'll do it for tomorrow. But the fact that I took it yesterday has nothing to do with me taking it today. On that, there's no heta called a course. Now, it is an important point to mention. We said that's both according to Reb Shlomo Zalman and according to the Chazanish. It's an important point to mention is that the Sefer Chaim, Reb Shlomo Kluger, even though he tries to find a makoy for this heta, part of a course, but he throws in a svara why he thinks, if there is this heta, why it's mutter. And he says, the heta of a course is that Chazal were worried if you're going to take medication on Shabbos, you're going to not going to have what you need, and then from Mela, a person's going to come and grind the herbs, whatever it is, and then it's going to be over, and this is the rise of Teichen. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, something that a person takes every day is mistaba. He's already got it prepared. He has some sort of stock. He has something. It's not that he's all of a sudden taking it as a one-off on Shabbos and is desperate for his medication, and therefore Mabel is going to come and grind it. He's used it already, and he's not going to lose himself, and he's not going to land up grinding on Shabbos. That's Reb Shlomo Kluger's Svara. So I don't know why Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish and all those that discuss it don't bring down, they do bring down, a lot of them, the Sefer Chaim, but they don't bring down the Sefer Chaim Svara. If one would take on the Svara of the Sefer Chaim, then as hakaponim limud zchus, I wouldn't say one can rely on it la alocha, since it seems the possible I'm going with it, but those people who say, because part of a course I'm taking it, I took yesterday for asthma, and I'm taking tomorrow for asthma, so I'm going to take on Shabbos. Hagamba is no seder in the Bechlal. If the Svara is like Reb Shlomo Kluger, that because we take it every day, therefore the chashash of Shchikas and Mamonim isn't that big, because you're taking it every day in any case, then even if the reason why you're taking it is no Machayev, that took it yesterday, should take it today, one can understand those people who are makel to say that part of a course should always be mutter. But since Reb Shlomo Zalman, since the Chazon Ish didn't understand that was the Svara, they mutchet what the Svara is, halacha lemaisa, that the heter of taking a course is only if you have to take it every day. If you take each day by itself, you haven't got the heter. Last week after Shia, somebody mentioned, because we mentioned about taking pills, which we'll get to it soon again, but about one of the pills that we mentioned in Shia, somebody said that if my wife doesn't take this medication, and she gets oismensch and whatever, and memela, if that's a reason that stomach, it comes under chodesh embisakono, comes under whichever category it is, to be able to take the medication on Shabbos. That means even if the reason you're taking the medication isn't refuah, but if you're going to get very down because of it, because you planned didn't work out, actually that's a reason to be able to take medication on Shabbos. Now that's a point which is very, very unclear when it comes to decoy and depression and these things. When is it mutter or is it also to be able to take medication on Shabbos?
Not proper
depression, but it's very hurtful, very painful. If it's not going to work out, you'll be very tabrochen over it.
Not depression tablets.
Tablets are a control tablet, but if it doesn't work out, then maybe it's going to cause her to be very upset. If you don't take the tablet, the birth control tablet, if she doesn't take it, then maybe it's going to cause her to be upset. Does that come under a heter of a depression or these things? That person's going to be upset. How much is nechlal in that heter on Shabbos? Is Azoi. A few years ago in Eretz Yisrael, I didn't take it myself from Reb Shammai Gross, but I know the person who heard it from him, and it possibly puts it in the right light of not every time, but something is very awkward, does it therefore automatically become water to take on Shabbos? In Eretz Yisrael, they had a room which held certain parts that would be able to help person for infertility to be able to bezecha to children. And on Shabbos, the electricity went down, and the only person who was able to go into that room on Shabbos was a yid, because it needs shmira, and the only person that could go in to put allowed into the room bechelal was a yid. And if the yid wouldn't go on a Shabbos to do the malacha, then le'aleinu, there was many, 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 not tens, many more than that, Mishpachas that wouldn't be zecha to be bringing their bais nevim b'Yisrael if the Yid wouldn't do the melacha on Shabbos. And that child came to Reb Shammai Gross, and Reb Shammai Gross asked Reb Yashiv, and Reb Yashiv said, "Bamichin teyer shteit, as a Yid kenish b'chal on Shabbos zayin. Bamichin teyer kenish b'chal on Shabbos zayin." End of story. Which means to say that it's Adam Moed Kemaisa. It means to say that it doesn't mean every time when something doesn't work out, and it can be extremely unfortunate, and it can be extremely painful, and it causes people a tremendous sorrow, tremendous pain, but that's not automatically matter melach on Shabbos. Not even melachot rabbanon daf go on Shabbos. The Rabbi Yashiv said, "Bambik shteten teira," as it's also to do melach on Shabbos.
Why can't you take a goy with you?
There wasn't, because these codes and these things have to be done by Yid pressing all the buttons and doing it on. There was no option of anybody else to do it. It was either Yid doing a melacha or not doing the melach on Shabbos. Or was it electricity?
They only trusted you to do it.
In order to keep Shemira, that it needs only a Yid on top of it. And the Mela was only one Yid who would be able to go inside to be able to put the electricity back on. And Ibn Yashiv was Bateras Vadai, no heter to be able to put that back on Shabbos. Number one. Maisa number one. Maisa number two is, I once heard from a bit of Zilberstein. I wasn't there when he asked Reb Chaim the Shaila, but I did hear him say over the same day, they asked Reb Chaim, and even though Reb Chaim said that I'm all for Pachat, there is a Heta, but he said a Psak that he heard from a Shver Reb Yashiv. He asked Reb Chaim, what happens if a person's got tremendous Pachat, is it a Heta to be Mechal Shabbos for it or not? And he told Reb Chaim, he reminded Reb Chaim, told Reb Chaim, a vote which Reb Chaim writes in the Sefer in Talmud Kro. Megillas Esther, that says Vanilla and Crazy Love and Amelech says Shleshim Yoim. So Reb Chaim brings down from the Gaon that Be'etzem there was a year's time till in any case anything could have happened to be Mavatl the Gzeira. There was no Te'eles of going in early really for Esther to be Mechal Shabbos Yom Tov for Pesach to be Mechal Pesach to be able to go in to Achashvesh at the time. And Reb Chaim said, what was the huge rush to go in? Says Reb Chaim, it's a free state, brings down the Sefri and Azilu or Mechadorim Emor, that if a person sees Cherifs coming towards him, that itself generates a huge Pachat, and the Pachat itself is ready Sakonas Movis. Said Reb Chaim, the Esther to go into Achashverish at an earlier date would remove the Pachat from Klal Yisrael, and Kedai, in order to remove Pachat from Klal Yisrael, there should be Mechalul Shabbos, Eva Isurim, because a tremendous Pachat is something that's dangerous. To which he told that to Reb Chaim, and asked Reb Chaim, if there's a huge Pachat, is it mutter to go in to do a Chil Shabbos? To Reb Chaim said, yeah, if it's a huge Pachat, then Avada, it's mutter to be Mechalul Shabbos for it.
Was Esther Malka also had Pachat, or was just.
No, it was to save Klal Yisrael, Hamoinom from the thing. That's what he writes over there. But in that same sentence he said over Maisa, which he said he asked Ishver, he said that once in Bnei Barak, Kvishkei, on the road, after somebody, he said the Chosid, the Vision of the Chosid, went to the Vision of the Tish Friday night, and he came back on the way home, which was very late at night, he was knocked over, Achmon Etzlan, and had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance. There was another Yid who was passing by, and he saw a Yid going to the hospital in ambulance, and he accompanied him with the ambulance to the hospital. And he asked Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein after Shabbos whether it would be mutter for him to call home to his wife, not talking about Nidor Goy, mutter for him to call home for his wife to say where he is on Shabbos, because if not, if he doesn't come home the whole Friday night, then should Pachat Mamash Pachat call him for her, is that, would it be mutter for him to pick up a telephone on Shabbos in order to inform his wife where he's going to hospital? To which Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, that wasn't part of the Shaila. To which Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said that he himself would be a matter b'shefi. As our pachat, a wife sees the husband doesn't come home the next morning, he's not back home. Then, yeah, he said he asked his shever. Rabbi Yashar said, was that sometimes so? So she'll imagine all sort of things why he hasn't come home. That's all pachat isn't the reason in order to be able to matter chilul Shabbos. It's very hard to say where one draws the line. Avada, there are certain chitimses where it's going to be a huge, huge pachat, then a person is allowed to, like the Sefri said, like a prime rights in the Sefer. But it doesn't mean any time where a person is going to be worried, it's automatic. You know, where's the Negea? It's Negea, somebody goes into hospital on Shabbos, and they've left parents out of town, parents abroad, and they ask, the baby's going to be born on Shabbos. The parents know before Shabbos that the child, the daughter-in-law, has gone into labor, and they're uptight till they hear the news. They don't know what's happened at all. Is it mutter to do any sort of malacha? So is it mutter alidei goy to be able to do malacha? So now, alidei yid is upgrade. That's unless it's that somebody is mamish, the parent is in a matzav sakonos nefashos, and that avad is not going to be hetar bechelal. Alidei goy, which is more common, the shaila. So there's all sorts of zachen. A person's got an answer machine at home, where the girl's going to leave a message, a person makes a simon, how many rings, are the chvesos, the bochshem, everything's all right, and the girl will call up, even they're not going to answer the phone, but they pre-make a simon before Shabbos. If it's a shaila of a lot of pain for the parents, so shvus, the shvus is muta, but makom tzerech gadol. So if avada for normal parents that they don't need to know this information, bechalal on Shabbos, they hope it's Hashem, everything's right. Avada is no heter to get a goy, not to leave a message on the answer machine, and not going to make a simon because it's a shvus to shvus. It needs a heter. It's not about makom choyil. Why should it be muta? If the parents are extremely nervous or she has a history or whatever the case is, why it needs to be, but makom tzerech gadol, shvus to shvus is muta. But for the yid himself to do the melacha on Shabbos, because it's going to, a person's hard up because of it, that doesn't, a person's going to be nervous, that's not mate melachas on Shabbos. The Mishabura brings down in passing once, it doesn't say clearly, but it brings down in passing what the reason why Chazal made him gzeira of shchikis and bamonim. And that makes a big difference. Chazal made the gzeira of shchikis and bamonim. The person shouldn't take medication on Shabbos. And because of that, because they were nervous, the person's going to grind the medication, therefore a person can't take tablets. Chazal were usually quite makel when it came to Inyonei Rufua. It was quite a big tzorich. Why, when it comes to tablets, were Chazal so machmi? So the Egretal Red Zois in Melech Esteuchen, Shulchan Aruch Rav, also Red Zois, that the reason why Shchikis HaMamonim Chazal were put down their foot and said you can't take a tablet because of this shchikis hamamonim, it's because when a person takes a tablet, he's so rushed, he's bold, and therefore when a person loses himself, the chashash of being over a melacha is much more. And that's why shchikis hamamonim is stricter than other melachas on Shabbos. That's why Chazal said you're not allowed to take medication. Mishabura brings it down. When Mishabura says Makash and Israpa, Makash is ready healed, you're allowed to put a bandage on Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishabura, Vele Chashin on Shayov, Vele Dei Shchikis Hamamonim, Umeiruach, She'einoi Bol Kol Kach and Israpa. It's ready healed. So you're not so nervous about, you're not bold because it's ready healed. That's why you're allowed to put back a Mako, puts a safeguard on a Mako, because it's not a Chashash of the person's going to be rushed because it's already healed. This Mako, this Mishabura, is a Magen Avraham. And the problem is that the Mefarshim ask is a stira in the Magen Avraham, which is very negiah to vitamins. Very commonly asked Shaila, and a very Yidua Dekir Moshe, is a person's well, and he wants to take vitamins to boost his antibodies, or to boost whatever it is, to his strength, and therefore he wants to take vitamins on Shabbos. Is it mutter or asa to take it on Shabbos? Mishabur brings down, later, brings down from the Prima Godim, that even a person who's well isn't allowed to take something to be mechazik his guf. Which would seem, head on steer in the Magen Avraham himself. Here the Magen Avraham says it's already healed, you can put a bandage back on. Why are you allowed to put it back on? Because there's no chashash of a person's going to lose himself because it's already healed. And nevertheless, Mishabura asks us to take medication when a person's well. He's already well now, so there's no chashash is going to be bold to do shchikis hamamonim. Nevertheless, Mishabura says, B'shem Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to take medication, a healthy person on Shabbos.
Vitamins aren't medication.
Vitamins is not medication, but it boosts a person's goof in order to make him stronger. That's why he's taking the vitamins. And on that, the Lashon Mishabura is, to make himself a bit stronger, he's completely well, he's doing something to make himself stronger, says Nesim Kufchof, Sivkotnum Kufchof. Mishabura says this also. So Mishabura moves down from the Magen Avraham, Prima Godim, a person's well and strong, he's taking vitamins to make himself stronger, and then Chazik Mizgoy, nevertheless, is also. So Moshe has a tshuva, a famous tshuva, where Moshe says, he argues with the Magen Avraham, and he says that, and it may be touched in the Magen Avraham, but the Rav Moshe says that the issa for a healthy person to take medication on Shabbos is only somebody who's not as strong as most people. He has a weakness, and he's taking the vitamins in order to make him as strong as everybody else. So by then, by such a person, there's a chashash of shrikis hamamonim, even though he's not a proper choyle, he's not enough for a mishkov, but he's weaker than everybody else. So you can call it, he's taking vitamins to make himself strong, but he's weaker than everybody else, therefore he comes under the four. Or but somebody's the same as everybody else, of them, Zakhtar Moshe, there's no issa. A person is completely well, he's coming towards the winter, and he's scared maybe he's going to come, a chashash, he's going to catch a cold or whatever, and therefore he wants to take some vitamins, and then Moshe says there isn't a problem. However, if that condition makes him he's weaker than the normal person because of his condition, then it comes under medication, the Moshe says. Those vitamins that he's taken to make himself stronger than his condition, to make himself the same as everybody else, that comes under medication. He may be able to take it on Shabbos, because if he doesn't take it, maybe he's going to be not on a Mishkov. But the fact that he's taking it, it's got the same vitamin, the Moshe says, is also. If he's weaker than anybody else, he wants to make himself on par with everybody else, then it's also to take on Shabbos.
Why about vitamins? Would it be not
exer shchikah
even though it's
that
bria?
Because it's not refuah. Maybe they come under refuah. Chazal asked mishum shchikah by refuah.
Only why?
Why? Because shchikah is a person's nival. A person's bowl is going to do it. It's going to rush. That's when they asked it. They sound which is not refuah. They didn't ask it. We'll see soon a lot of examples of things which doesn't come under, or very grey area where it does or doesn't come under, whether it's included in shchikah some morning. But it has to come under refuah in order to be asa. The Moshe says, sorry.
Like painkillers you mentioned last week.
Yeah, oh, so painkillers.
It's not
refuah. Only Ramosha says it's not refuah. Everybody argued on Ramosha. Ramosha said painkiller not. Everybody argued on Ramosha. They all understood that even a painkiller came under Shrikis HaMamonim. Why? Because that comes under refuah. So it's very not clear what comes under refuah. Vitamins is to boost the body. Nevertheless, it's. Says Ramosha, if he's weak, that's why he's doing it, then it comes under refuah. If he's not weak, he's doing it, then it's. It's a motive for him to take it. Lashon HaMishnah Bura, there's the Yukim Ahin, the Yukim Aher, but the Lashon HaMishnah Bura, the way he finishes at the end, he says, Afilu Babori Gomu Asa. And that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Lashon HaMishnah Bura is very shtak, mashma, Bori Gomu Asa, the Mishnah Bura, asset for somebody who's strong to take vitamins on Shabbos. Achein Rabbi Yashiv, when it comes to a person taking vitamins, if vitamins is there as a booster, then it's a problem to take on Shabbos. I know there are lots of people who do take vitamins on Shabbos, and a lot of people quote Rav Moshe, which is true. Rav Moshe does say it's muta. It's a big machlokes. Vitamin, yeah.
What about hay fever tablets?
So we get to hay fever. You get to maybe hay fever. If it's a tablet, pardon?
Like antihistamines or stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get to maybe not to mamish that hay fever tablet. Hay fever tablet, I would imagine, is a tablet the same as all other medication. Be'etzem. We'll see soon a few examples which are similar to that. So that's where bowl makes a big difference to taking on Shabbos. It's not just the reason why Chazal asked it. They asked it because the person's going to be bowl. If it's medication, therefore Melech Chashash, a person's going to be bowl. If it's also to do on Shabbos. If it's not medication, there's no Chashash of bowl, and therefore it's going to be mutter. What comes under medication and what doesn't come under medication is already the big machlokes apostle. Rosh says vitamins for a person who's weak comes under medication, not weak doesn't come under medication. And Rabbi Lashem, Shemazam, they all understand, which is they understand the Pashas Mishabur that way, that everything is included, even a person's strong. Vitamins. Yeah, a person has to know. If I'm a choyla, shame by sakana, I'm an offal a mishkov, then he can take the vitamins on Shabbos. If not an offal a mishkov, stam taking it, then it's also to do on Shabbos. Avada, when it comes to a child, then a child's already much easier. Because a child is, first of all, a child's system is already always a shvach, and the risk of him catching machlis are stronger, therefore a person has to be more careful for a child. Also, by a child, the child comes under a chol shein b'sakana, even if it's much milder, but anything which is in the ghetto, cotton, akaponim, and yoni refuah, comes under chol shein b'sakana. So for a child to take a vitamin, that's not what we're discussing, mechlal. A child who goes to the doctor says a weakness, then avada, he's allowed to take on Shabbos. We're discussing an adult is already a machlekes. Where are the areas which are very unclear? So maybe let's start with Kalitzim. Kalitzim is on the Tanis. Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, and a person wants to know on Shabbos, can I take Kalitzim in order to make easier to fast? Medication? Maybe. Is it medication? Is it not medication? What's happening?
Fast on Sunday, you're saying.
to fast on Motzei Shabbos Sunday. So Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and you're taking the tablet on Shabbos in order to be able to help to fast. So let's put Achana aside. Maybe the B'Shem Zan puts. Pardon?
Where's medication?
Why is it not medication? What defines medication? You've done something which is to help you. It's not take. I've had a person drinks before the tannis. He's allowed to, but this is some form of a tablet which has some effect to keep either the liquid, the fluid inside them, or whatever it does. It has some maybe medical, herbal effect that causes him to do it. What?
Zichron worse than a
vitamin. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something else. But what is it? Is it? Does it come under? Why is it so posh that it doesn't come under? So Falk has a tshuva. He wrote twice about it in the Kol HaTorahs. Falk wrote about it twice ago. Maybe it's already printed in the later volumes of Machzen Lior that they brought out one svara. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, interesting, it's not printed in Shemeshal, but it's printed in Shulchan Shlema. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, we mentioned last week in svara that if I'm not going to take this medication on Shabbos, I'm going to be nofel a mishkov. That itself is a reason to be able to take the medication on Shabbos. Don't need now that the person's already in bed. You need that it's a sort of machla that without taking this tablet is going to be nofel a mishkov, he'll have to take on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if he doesn't take this kale atzoim, he's going to feel completely ill tomorrow. So my mate, I've already got the heta of somebody who's ill tomorrow to be able to take the medication on Shabbos. I look at the Tetzor of not having taken the medication. He's going to have a splitting headache tomorrow. He says, enough for the Mishkov, enough for the Mishkov. I don't need it for Shabbos, even for tomorrow. I'm going to take medication. Pardon?
From Shabbos to after Shabbos?
No, but yes, we said already last week that even if enough for the Mishkov, Chazal never made a Nisa Bechal. Chazal never asked it to take medication. If it needs to be done now on Shabbos to avoid reaching that situation, so you'll have to do it. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter. That heter depends very much on the person. Somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky whether he's allowed to take Kale Tzom on Shabbos. They said it's also. So the person wrote back to him, well, why is it different? Ask the Shaila, if a person doesn't come not well, you're allowed to take it. So Rav Chaim wrote back to him, that's not what the question was. He didn't say for somebody, if he doesn't fast, he's going to end up in bed. Is that person allowed to take it? That person's taken allowed to take it on Shabbos. But the other person who's not such a terrible faster is going to be better off. So both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Chaim, they at some held, it comes under medication. And medication is, Rabbi Falk held it was mutter, because he held that when a person takes this, it's avoiding the body to reach a situation where he's going to lack his fluids or whatever it is. It's a manea for something to happen. That doesn't come under medication. Medication is something that heals. Something. No, and he says mutter, but for a different reason. He says it's mutter because refuah is what Chazal asked. And this medication that you're taking, this kala atzoim, is to avoid they shouldn't be dehydrated. Avoid that you shouldn't feel ill because of the fast.
It's that, the vitamins.
Yeah.
You could vitamins is my stomach, I'm a rapper. Vitamins, I don't. No,
it boosts your immune system, you shouldn't become ill.
Every medicine makes you better. It gives you something extra to the body to be able to heal. This is a manea to stop something happening. That's a positive extra. It prevents by making your body in a better matter. It makes you stronger, and therefore, as a result, that prevents. That making stronger is a refuah. It makes your body in a better state. That is a refuah. Masha'en kein, kale atzoim is stopping something from happening. It's a great chiddush. If that's what we're relying on, it's chiddushim. But we all know kale atzoim, kale atzoim. It's something which is not so simple. Bechalal. B'Shem Zalman was only for Ben Via. Reminiscim. And the Shem Zalman, they both said, put it as part of a food. If you like, you said, put it part of a food, and then you're not going to have a problem of achona. You're not going to have a problem of medication. It's a Michael Buriam. If it's mixed together with the food and it's a healthy herb, whatever it is, it's not dafka, something that looks like medication. If you mix it together with the food and the stadim and the hokel, that's where they will make it for it. So when you see sometimes advertised, kala atzoim, about mixing it together with food, that's what the shaila is. May not be so simple, it's mutter, may not be simple, it's asa. It's something which is not clear whether it comes under refuah, and that's where there's an ace about it.
And you should stay with Lucas as well. You're not beholden because you know in advance.
Rav Kluger says it's something that you take every day. You take every day. That's what he says it's for. Something you take every day. Not because I know in advance it's coming. Something that I take every day is mutter. This is you're taking stam before Tanis, then you haven't got that svar.
Mixing food that has to be done before Shabbos, you can give it on Shabbos.
We spoke about it a few weeks ago in Shir. Depends what the reason is. If the Moshe says the reason is because you've already started your refuah before Shabbos, that's what Moshe understands. If you say Melech has to be done before Shabbos, and if the reason is not like Moshe, just because it's not naked, then you can do it already on Shabbos. Depends on the reasons. I don't remember what it's called, but I was a boy. It did exist. It probably still exists nowadays. It's called a nasal inhalement. You take something when a person has a cold. So you put something which is stronger.
Mental.
And it causes it opens up. And then the male person can sneeze or breathe better or get rid of the cold for that. That's mutter. That's also on Shabbos. Why is that? That's true. Well, that's the answer for everything today. What does it do? What? It's not refuah. It's not refuah.
It clears the airways.
I mean, and every medication, you know what result it does, how at the end of the day it opens up. If you take a tablet that opens the airways, you'd say what? Then that's already medication. Why? Because it's in the form of a tablet. So this is a tube and has the same result. Why all of a sudden is that poshut that this isn't medication? What's it doing? What's the tablet doing? What's the karatim doing? I mean, what's everything doing? It's something that you go and so b'shem zalman held b'etzem it's mutter because it opens up the airway in a way that a person doesn't feel so uncomfortable because of it. Yet b'shem zalman said if people look at it as refuah, it comes under refuah. Now you say it's in your medicine box and you get it from a chemist. And but it's not refuah. Reb Shem Zalman wants to be matit. I read that lashon. I wrote this lashon. Ulam b'miyesh lazeh Shem refuah asa. So Reb Shem Zalman leaves it very unclear. If it's a Shem refuah, then
it's not really derech briim, is it?
Is it not derech briim? No. If it's not refuah, then it's briim as well. It just says no shayches to it.
Derech briim is more reason to asa.
Not derech briim. If something that's refuah, there's a heter called derech briim. Now you want to know, is this refuah or not briim?
No, I'm saying if this is not derech briim, then
you're asa refuah. If it doesn't come under refuah, then it doesn't come asa. If this is not called refuah, because it just makes it easier to be able to...
But it's not derech briim, by definition it's
refuah. Who said?
Because it's other...
I don't know, maybe not. It's not refuah. No refuah. You do it in that situation, but it's not refuah. Refuah is something that heals.
I mean,
one can say many svaras, but it's something.
It only works because it loosens it now and say 2 or 3 hours.
So he puts that svara that you're saying also part of it. Doesn't have a long effect. It works b'shas ma'aseh. Actually, that doesn't come under refuah. It's not on the hills b'chalal. It causes something b'shas ma'aseh to make it easier. Relief. But maybe relief. It works, the Zman also comes under refuah. A painkiller is also relief for the Zman. We said all the poskim aser it. Hasn't done anything. Relieve the pain of the Zman. Why is it so posh that because it only relieves pain of the Zman? Because it hasn't got rid of the cause of the machala. Plus, it does help a bit also. Usually, when a person starts, clears up a bit, then it does help a bit. Akapanim Shem Zaman says it's muta only if it hasn't got a Shem refuah to it, which leaves it very unclear and leaves the person to decide whether it comes under refuah or not. I was once by. Also, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. No, I only bought a Raya. No, tablet form creams we spoke last week. No difference. Not tablet form is exactly the same. Because I'll acid medication, whichever form it's in. So this is also a form. If it comes under medication, then it's also. Maybe it doesn't come under medication. But if it comes under medication, then it's a problem. I was once by Motre Gross. Where somebody asked him about one has to give Ritalin to a child, and it was starting the course on Shabbos. That means he just got his prescription on Friday, and he came to the Beis Haro on Friday and asked Ramot Gross whether the child is allowed to give it, take it, or whether the father can give it to the child on Shabbos. It wasn't part of a course. Is he allowed to take it or not? So that part that the Shoel asked, it wasn't part of a course. What we've learned, it doesn't make a difference. Because the fact is, if he were to be part of a course every day, is a separate tablet, and therefore Mamela makes no difference. So I asked Ramotcha whether he's allowed to take it, and Ramotcha says, Sayich lakachat. The child has to take it. Not but child whether you should or shouldn't give it to him. You're mechuyev to give it to him. It's only fair to the child to give it to him if it's been prescribed to him. What's that shaila? That's also, it's a medication. It does no healing at all. It does some effect that when he's on it,
it controls him.
Who says that's medication? Who says that's medication? Because what? Because it's prescribed by a doctor. It's not healing b'chalal. It has an effect. Maybe it's the same as a pain reliever. Maybe it's even better than that. Maybe it's a vitamin. Maybe it's not a vitamin because a vitamin is a booster. Makes his body better, a vitamin. Each shayla is a shayla of its own. A vitamin makes the body better. So it comes under a shayla of refuah. Or not. But the tzad is here because it's something that heals. What?
How can be refuah without a machla?
But maybe there's no machla, but there's a condition.
It's
not. Maybe his ADHD is a condition. Maybe that's a condition. There's something which needs to be dealt with through a medication. Maybe it does come under it. Why is it so posh? It's a medication. Is it not medication? If it's medication, is it mut to take it? Is it not mut to take it? Of course, the chayyah doesn't come into the picture. Ramotcha was posh for him. They allowed to take it on Shabbos. He didn't have a shayla about the bechal about taking it on Shabbos. Reb Shammai Gross said it comes under chayla kol aguf, which is a chiddush. Somebody asked him also the same shayla, which he said, first of all, it's a cotton. The shayla asked about cotton. He said the cotton chayla sheim b'sakona is already much easier for cotton. It's a bit of a chiddush that answer, because even if we said a cotton comes under chayla sheim b'sakona much easier, but it's only things which have shaychus to a machla. This happens to be his age group. It makes no difference. It's not going to cause more damage to his body. The fact that he's a cotton, it happens to be of age is a cotton. Maybe that's not more of a reason to be able to take on Shabbos. Cotton, we say, is more vulnerable, and therefore, Mamela, even a tzorich of a cotton is a bit cold, is a bit thin, wouldn't come by a godel under Chole Shem B'Sakona. But because it's a cotton, we're more nervous for cotton. But what's this got to do? He's got a condition. He's hyper. What's it got to do with his a cotton or godel? Doesn't make him more or less of a problem of a chayla she'im b'sakona. The fact is a cotton. Chiddush. But Reb Shammai said, number one, is a cotton. The shayla, as you told the shayla. Secondly, Reb Shammai said, that comes on the chayla kol aguf. Chayla kol aguf is not going to be able to control himself beforehand. A chiddush. Chiddush. It's a zach which is negiah to a lot of people. And one has to know, lemaisa, I can only say what I heard from Ramotcha, and Ramotcha said he was asked at Shaila many, many times. He told the person in the Bisero, and he said, Poshet, you're allowed to take on Shabbos. If that's what he said. I accept that. That's the Pesach. It's a Chiddush. Now, do you look at it as medication? You don't look at medication, Pasha, so the thought it does come under medication. And it's a medication. Why is it so Poshet to be able to take it on Shabbos? But like I say, Efshet, it's a cotton, and Efshet, it's a Chiddush, and Bisakona. Efshet, those reasons are it's not so straightforward, but it's them. There should be a right, but Minig HaOlam is that one is matter to take on Shabbos. Shinu vest and Meniyah for Heroin is also some things which are very common. To be Mashana vest, does that come under Refuah or that doesn't come under Refuah? What's it got to do with Refuah? Why does it come under Refuah? Because it wants to be Mashana vest, why should it come under Refuah? Says Reb Nissim in Chutshani that since it's something that you go to a doctor to get it and it's controlled by a doctor, that says it belongs to Refuah department and therefore mail it's also to take on Shabbos. A lot of the things we discuss, you would get from a doctor and didn't have to come under medication. It's a control. But it may work with Inyan Refuah in order to have that effect. Reb Nissim and others look at it as a Dovah Shal Refuah. And therefore, Mamela, if a person wants to start taking it for the first time on Shabbos, the Ira usually is that one shouldn't start taking it on Shabbos. If a person starts before Shabbos and it's part of a cycle and therefore it's going to cause that the effect won't work if you don't take it every day, therefore to be mamshech to take it on Shabbos. That's all when it's to control a vest. When it's a birth control, then Reb Nissim says it's a mazik. It's not something which, like I said beforehand, it's grey. It's very, very grey. it's hard to get it right because it's so unclear, and it's Achrenes Manenu who give the guidance of what does or doesn't come under it. You go to a doctor, and it's only the doctor that gives it, and it's by Tamazik. It's not a merape. And that Reb Nissim says is mutter, no shail of medication. So if it's to be kaveya a vest of whoever it is, on that they understand it comes under refuah. And if it's a menea liroin, then it's no shaykhus with refuah bichlal. It's not a merapa bichlal, not the other things that dafke merapa. That doesn't come under refuah, and that's not a problem to take on Shabbos. A person is out on holidays and he has insect repellent and these things, that's no shaykhus to refuah bichlal. He puts a spray, you can't put a spray on his clothing. Spray on the clothing is a problem of Nesin Reach Babgodim. But if a person sprays on his hand, V'chein, if a person doesn't want to get sunburnt and he puts a spray on his body, that's no Shaykhus Turufuah. It's a Menea to make sure they shouldn't get sunburnt. That the Poskim says no Shaykhus Turufuah. That's quite clear cut. That's easy to understand. It doesn't. The other things are a bit harder, but Menea, insects, I think that's not a problem. V'chein, a mouthwash, if it has something which is there as a antiseptic, the person's got an ulcer in his mouth and he goes and gets one which is dafka there to get rid of his ulcers, his antiseptics, and that's a problem. The fact that it comes out, it's called, it says on the bottle, a mouthwash, but the doctor gave it to him because it's antiseptic, that is a problem to take out on Shabbos. That's refuah. But a normal mouthwash, even though it says on the bottle as well that it kills bacterial things, which either does or doesn't, but let's say it does, it doesn't, it's got nothing to do with the food on Shabbos, then it's more to do on Shabbos. A splint on Shabbos we'll come back a separate time for Michael Briam. I think that's Bederech Klal on Trufus on Shabbos. We discussed if a person takes it as part of a course, if a person prevents, and all these zachim which aren't clear, which have to be done each case with an atzma, whether it does or doesn't come under the gzer of chazal, not to take it on Shabbos. To move over, just a drop to a different noisa, a person has a splinter on Shabbos, and by taking out the splinter, is a chashash that it's going to be maybe the day done. Shabura says, make sure not to do no dam should come out of it chabura. Even though Chazal v'mate by shchin mishum tzara says the mishabura hocha given the efshe lahoitzi akoitz b'lihoitzas dam, since a person can take it out without any dam, ein lava isur b'chdi, don't be over nisa for no reason. And Mavu and the Mishabura, that it very much depends. A person has a boil on Shabbos, and it's got a lot of pus inside. It's extremely painful. There's no way on Shabbos to burst that the splinter, and the pus will come out by itself. The boil. The boil, it's going to come out. Pus, whatever it is, it's got inside it. That's not necessary to do on Shabbos. When it comes towards the end, and he's going to squeeze it, that's going to cause dam to happen, that's already an issa. If he makes a hole, which that hole is not interested in the Pesach to remain, it's just a chitimsa, to allow the pasta to be able to get out, and the chashash of that dam coming out, the dam is usually the dam. If you don't squeeze it, it's the dam that's already been separated from the body because it's been inside the boil. That's not a problem to do on Shabbos. A person's pain on Shabbos, not an issa to do it. A splinter is also more to do on Shabbos, even if it's rather going to bring the day dam. Mishabura only says that you can't take out a splinter on Shabbos because you could do it without taking dam, and therefore try and avoid doing it because do it in a way that doesn't bring out dam. But a person has a splinter which is all the way inside his body, and that splinter is extremely painful. Now, Issa Drabonam Shum Tsa is mutter to take out a splinter on Shabbos. I know people think splinter, Shabbos is also a very painful splinter that's goyim, even if it's going to be goyim with dam, is mutter to take it out on Shabbos. If it's in a place where it's optional, there's no reason for you to take it out, it may yeah cause dam, it may not cause dam. Do it in a way, Mishabur says, do it in a way that's not going to cause any dam. Get a goy to take it out. But if it's in a place where a person has Shamol, it's very, very painful. That Issa, that dam that comes as a Teitzah, Mishabur doesn't ask it, says it's Mutter. So two things. Number one, if a person has a boil and has pus inside, there, with the pain, the person's allowed to make a pierce a little hole inside it. That dam that comes out isn't a problem. It's the dam of the squeezing afterwards that's Asa. Splinter very much depends what. If it's a splinter that can be done without dam taking out, person has to do everything to make sure it doesn't take it out with dam. If it's far in and there's no way that it can come out without dam, then Chazal didn't ask a bechlal to take out that splinter, and it's mutter to do on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah. Next 2 weeks, Shev going to be at 8:12.
Why does the splinter?